go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony. Now, as we celebrate the many wonders of Fermanagh, what better way to absorb the full beauty of this county than by taking to the water on Loch Earn? In 2014, Barry Flanagan and his wife left their jobs as architects to create the Earn Water Taxi, a guided boat tour showcasing the wonders of the island town of Enniskillen. Barry joins me now. How are you, Barry?
Oh, I'm great, Bobby. Thanks for coming along and seeing the boat, yeah.
Firstly, I have to describe this boat to our listeners. It's a wonderful craft. It's beautifully fitted interior. I'm hugely impressed to see four electric outboards here on the back of the boat. So we're talking serious sustainability here before we even take to the water.
Absolutely, yeah. No, the whole idea was that we would, you know, reduce the emissions coming out of our boats on the water here and actually give people a different type of experience on the water. Allow them to travel in a bit of a quieter boat. And this is a pontoon boat, so you find them in America and Canada. But this is what I call an Irish pontoon because it has doors and windows to keep the rain out, you know.
And the pontoon boats, I have come across them, they're normally party boats. So I know that's not something you'd be encouraging here in the wonderful town of Enniskillen. So when we talk about the boat, the electric engines, the quiet, the tranquil, tell me about the waterscape here in this beautiful town that is Enniskillen.
Yeah, well, we're really lucky. We've got this huge waterway, Loch Earn, and it's a big river, and it flows all the way. You know, you can take a boat from Crom Castle all the way to Bleak, you know, where it flows out into the sea in Ballyshannon then. So it stretches throughout the whole county of Fermanagh, and there's loads of islands to go and explore, and there's so much history around this area here.
Now, we've taken to the water. Barry is helming the boat here. Our first historic attraction that we're about to pass is where? The castle, I think.
Enniskillen Castle, yeah. Bobby, yeah. This is our historic castle right in the heart of Enniskillen.
Looks wonderful from the water.
It's right in the narrowest point of the loch, and it's actually right in the middle of Loch Earn, and it's by no mistake, I suppose, the Maguires chose to build it here in the medieval period. It was a place they could control the loch from.
Have many of your customers, Barry, commented on the sort of peace and tranquility, the fact that there's no engine noise with the electric engine? It adds to the kind of relaxation of the trip.
They always do. In fact, the amount of people that say to me getting off the boat, that was just so relaxing. I really enjoyed it. And I think it's partly to do with the quietness of the boat.
Yeah.
You can hear it there now, just the sound of the water.
Tell us a bit more about the boat, because I know you're an architect and you're fairly handy with your tools as well. And I believe your dad helped you get it out. Well, I have to say, a credit to both of you, because the finish is absolutely magnificent.
Thanks very much, Bobby. No, it was a COVID project, I suppose, after we decided what could we do to make the business a bit bigger. And we decided we'd build one of these pontoon boats. And with my architecture background, I decided to get to the drawing again. Designed out something that was wheelchair accessible, something that was fully electric, something that could allow any person on the boat, whether they're nervous of the water or not. And my father, he helped me build it. He's a builder. So we're just looking out behind us here at the moment, and you can see the two bridges on the west side of the island. Enniskillen, with it being an island town, we always tell people, you know, this is the mainland here. On our right hand side and on our left hand side, we have the island town of Enniskillen.
So actually, it's easy to get confused, isn't it? Which is the island and which is the mainland?
Well, if you ask anybody in Fermanagh how many islands are there, Bobby, they always say 365, one for every day of the year, so you can get very confused now, yeah. So we're just coming down past the island of Enniskillen here now. You've got the Lakeland Forum on my right hand side, our leisure centre, and all the sports pitches here. But just on the other side of us now, we have another island in the middle of town. And it's called Castle Island, of course, because it's right beside Enniskillen Castle. But there was a family who used to live on the island many years ago. They were called the Irvine family. So a lot of people would know the island as the Irvine's Island, you know. And that was where people used to build boats. There was a great boat building enterprise going on this island many years ago. And if you came to Enniskillen, you know, in the early 30s, 40s, the whole way around the shoreline here would have had wooden boats along the shoreline, you know.
And when did this family vacate the island?
They would have been left the island probably about in the 40s. There was another family came on then, the Lallys, and they farmed the island as well. But you can see nowadays the water level gets so high it actually can flood that little island, and that's why they had to move off.
Right.
Yeah, so you can see now, just over here on the left-hand side, that was the Irvine's cottage there, and there was a family of 10 lived in that little cottage, would you believe? And they were boat builders. And yeah, they built boats, and they were always out the front there building away. If you wanted to order a boat off the Irvines, it was quite an interesting process. You came down to the shoreline here on the island of Enniskillen and just shouted across, "I'm looking a boat," you know. And they say, "What size do you want?" And you'd do your order across the water here.
It's funny because it's a very small college, but I noticed it's got two chimneys. So there must have been two fireplaces in it.
Two rooms, that's it. Two rooms, yeah. So they were outside most of the time, I think.
It's really interesting, Barry, at this time of year. So we're in March. There's all sorts of activity on the lake. I'm seeing somebody cycling past on what looks like a catamaran bicycle. It's a hydro bicycle, is it?
That's a hydro bike, yeah, exactly. You can do hydro biking. You can actually cycle around our island town on the water. Would you believe that, Bobby?
Isn't it amazing as well how people have taken to the water post-COVID, as I say? You know, while you wouldn't have seen any winter activities, now you see people swimming on the hydro bikes. There's canoeists. It's just is really wonderful that people are using the lake.
It's being used a lot more than it used to be, and especially by, you know, locals, but the visitors, when they come here in the summer, they almost treat it like their home as well, and they get out on the water and go and explore the island. So we're lucky to have it around us, to be honest. Yeah.
Tell us about marketing the business, Barry. How do you let people know that you're in business, and how do you get people on board?
Yeah, that's always a big challenge, but I suppose we're in the tourism trade. We work really closely with our tourism partners and the likes of Tourism Northern Ireland and Fermanagh Lakeland Tourism. You know, they're helping to promote us all the time. We've been really lucky to be picked up for some of the big national campaigns and on TV ads, and we put our brochures around all the local establishments, you know, and we work really closely with the hotels. That's a big part of it for us.
So you're clearly a business that if the town of Enniskillen is doing well, you're doing well. It's that's how it works.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're all, you'll be meeting other businesses here later on, and we all work together. For example, I work with the guy who does the food tours around the town, Mark. And we work together. We actually have done a food tour on the boat. Yeah. And then we just team up where we can.
Very resourceful. Yeah. Do you miss the architecture?
Do you know what? Look at this is my office now, Bobby. So if you're looking at that instead of a computer screen, I know what I prefer now, definitely.
Well, I just want to say for listeners, because again, it's maybe hard to describe, but we're out on Loch Earn. We're going around the town of Enniskillen. It's, even though it's windy, the water is flat calm. We've got the quietness of the electric engines here on Barry's boat, and this is just a majestical experience, I have to say that.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, sitting me up on my pony, on my boat.